Hey there, and welcome to episode 20 of Hike Your Own Hike. It is September 8th, early in the morning here in Michigan, probably about 50 degrees, and I leave in a few hours to head up to Manistee to lead the hike I've been running people on for Make-A-Wish Foundation for 21 miles. It's going to be interesting because there's the longest hike we've done as a group since we've been training was about 16 miles, and the greatest elevation shift or changes that we've had through those hikes was about 18 feet. So 16 miles or 800 feet, and tomorrow's hike is going to be 21 miles and 2,400 feet of elevation changes. So it's going to be quite a feat, and we actually start at 4:30 in the morning, which will be a lot of fun. So as with every long hike I go on, I've been nervous for a couple days, just kind of in anticipation. Not scared nervous, but just, you know, every once in a while thinking through the different scenarios. Because when you go on a hike, that's one of the things, you never know what you're going to encounter, what could potentially happen, who you're going to see, or any of that stuff. So every step is kind of a mystery, which is probably some of the reason why I like it so much. But anyway, it's been a while. I think it's been about a month since I did my last episode, and one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot since the last time is really kind of motivation and purpose, and you know, how some people seem to have all the motivation in the world, and how other people like to sit around and talk about doing things and they never get around to doing it. And you know, as I have thought about that and thought about different times that in my life where I've had a challenging time finding motivation, or where I've, you know, not really taken action or hesitated, I really spent a lot of time thinking about that and what some of the common elements are or why that might be happening. And so then I started thinking about, you know, last year, December, was really when I made kind of the internal commitment inside my own head that I was going to, or that I'm going to hike the Appalachian Trail. And it's interesting how that went from a thought to me mentioning it out loud to people, and I talk about it all the time, obsessively, to the point where Amanda, I'm sure, most of the time wishes I'd shut up. But the more that I've thought about it, and the more that I've spoken it aloud, the more I've realized that I've got, or I've made a commitment, and it's something that I'm absolutely going to follow through on, and it's fun, and it drives me, and it gives me energy. So when I think about motivation, you know, one thing is making a commitment, right, and then sticking to that commitment. But the other thing that I noticed is how when I make a commitment, especially to something that was that large, there's a lot of other things that have to go right in order for me to be able to do that. Things like, you know, I'm going to have to be able to leave my company for 4 months or 5 months and have it run effectively and come back and have it be better than it was when I left. So there's a lot of things I have to put in place, a lot of preparation, and a lot of, you know, substantive changes to the business to a certain extent, you know, to make sure that that foundation is strong. So when you think about it, I make a commitment to hike the Appalachian Trail, and then all of a sudden it provides me motivation to do a lot of other things. So it also provided me motivation to become healthy and make sure that I'm in good shape and that I can endure the miles. I mean, right now I'm out, I'm going to hike 6 or 7 miles. And then 4:30 tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up and lead a bunch of hikers to go 21 miles. Common sense would say, don't hike 6 miles the day before you're going to go to 21. But when I'm hiking the Appalachian Trail, I'll be hiking 20 miles a day. So, but it gives me the motivation to do that. So every single day now for 251 days and over 1,350 miles, I've been out hiking over and over and over. But the motivation is there because I need to make sure that I'm in shape by the time I go in a couple years. So, and I want it to be consistent long shape, or consistent good shape. So I want to make sure that I've got good habits that are formed. And then, you know, I think about, I need to be able to make sure that everything is okay at home, and on and on and on. But the bottom line is, it's about motivation. And even doing this podcast, right? One of the main reasons why I started this podcast was to create content that's going to live on forever, hopefully digitally, for my kids and my grandkids and my great-great-grandkids and whatever, so that they can have a little bit of perspective that I've picked up along the way, and hopefully it will help.
Total distance, 5 miles. Total time, 1 hour, 16 minutes, and 3 seconds. Split pace, 15 minutes, 11 seconds per mile.
Anyway, so, and hopefully it will help them in some way, shape, or form, or help them, you know, help make it a little bit easier for them if they're dealing with some challenging position. So, I know it's kind of been rambling a little bit this morning, but I've been thinking a lot. I think if you have a really solid purpose that's motivating you and getting you out of bed and helping you take action, you'll find that you can, that it's going to help inspire motivation or kind of, ignite that motivation within you. And the more consistent you are day after day after day of thinking about that purpose and talking about that purpose and moving toward that goal that you have set, the more entrenched those habit patterns become, and all of a sudden you're not searching for motivation because it just happens to be there and it's natural. So anyway, that's all I've got for this morning. I'll probably be doing another episode after the end of the hike as I download and weep and hopefully make it through, because it's going to be a real tough one. Anyway, see you next time. Bye.